opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, the 17th of February, 2026. Good morning to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, Compassion, Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Y'all ready for the, with all your spots there?
I'm trying to. I'm getting there.
Okay, okay. I know. But you got the first one, though, right?
Yeah. I think I just found it.
Okay, good.
Kung Hoi, Fat Choi.
Fat Choi, which is Happy New Year in Chinese. Yes. And it's the Year of the Horse.
Year of the Horse and Year of the Fire Horse. Anyway, so that couldn't be a better future forecast. Speaking of forecast, wind advisory, winter storm warning. We're going to get into this in a little bit of a detail today. Rain and thunderstorms before 4 p.m., between 4 and 5, then after 5 as well. There could be gusts up to 39 miles per hour today. Tonight, a chance of rain once again. If you are outside right now, bring your umbrellas. It is chilly. I brought up my winter parka. So, and my snow boots, that's what I'm wearing today, and I can see from the flap coming right outside our station here, that's how we can see the winds blowing and the wind.
Our window of the world.
Yes, it's flapping Eve is flapping canvas Eve over the front. Tomorrow, Wednesday, rain and snow. See, this is how chilly we're gonna get. Mostly cloudy with a high near 46 with winds up to gust, perhaps up to 25. There's a new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. That's here locally. We're going to talk about some other areas that are closed. Wednesday night rain, again, winds as well. Thursday rain, with about 22 miles per hour. So we're in this, wind advisory through these next, 4 days. Chance of rain before Thursday night. And, with our, lows of 24. Thank God we've got our blanket on the horse. Friday, chance of rain and snow before 1 p.m. So remember when we had Snowmageddon in February?
I don't think it's going to be Snowmageddon.
No, but we didn't even know that it was coming, and it just like, boom. So I looked out this morning like, are we going to have snow? You know, feels a little bit like it.
It could be. According to Mike Kruger, I listen to Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does a great job.
He says he didn't think of it today, but he said tomorrow, because you didn't do the lows. You didn't say what the lows were. And if you look at the lows, they're in the 20s.
Yeah, tonight's 28.
Yeah.
Tomorrow looks like it's going to be around Wednesday night. Looks like the lows is 33. Uh-huh. And Thursday, the low of 24. Okay. Friday night is 33. So we're in the freezing temperatures.
It is.
Yeah.
So feed the horses differently.
Yeah.
More food.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we read the weather, they are the weather sponsors, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, three generations strong. The Kinney family bringing us Shasta Gas Propane for all of your gas and propane needs. Where they always give you a veteran and senior discounts, you can call them at 530-365-3793.
Winter storm, it's going to go in through 10 p.m. Thursday. Heavy snow, strong winds, and dangerous travel conditions. U.S. National Service, Weather Service in Sacramento issued the warning, cautioning the near whiteout conditions in certain areas. Major traffic delays and possible road closures could occur. Caltrans said chain controls are likely and wind gusts are forecast between 45 and 55 miles per hour. This thing is, you know, at Fondale, if you're heading north on the 5, they're going to be checking for chains on that. They've closed I-5 before. Isn't happening now. Mm. We could actually see snow here, but it's not the Snowmageddon type thing they're talking about, but still we could have snow down to the Redding area. But be prepared, my friends. And if you're heading north, you're going into these places for any reason. If you're heading up past Shingletown, heading over to Reno over that. You know, make sure you got your chains. Make sure. Here's the thing is, we all get chains and we carry them in the back of our vehicles. Have you ever put the chains on your vehicles? If you haven't, do it now while it's still in an area where you're not having to put it on and lay underneath your car in the snow or your truck. Put it on. Make sure you know how to put them on your vehicle. Make sure you have them with you because there's going to be places that they're not going to let you, progress without the chains.
Even with four-wheel drive, when you would go over Buckhorn, they would ask you to have chains. And I have an all-wheel drive. Never have
to. Doesn't count.
I went to go to a place where to get chains, and I have those little, they're orange like pads.
They're like a sock that goes around
your wheel. I never put them on, but they're in the rear, the wheel well.
Yeah.
With my little donut. That's one of the things that bothers me. Little donut tire, yeah. But anyway, so that's where it is. So I always know it's right there. I'm not taking it out, so I make more room. That's what people do. They take their chains out. They're traveling someplace in the summer. They think, I don't need them, et cetera.
Yeah.
Get them now back inside.
Now, even though it's only 11 after 7, we're going to take a break because we want to go straight on through. We want to talk about two or three big topics that have hit right now. So we're going to take our quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Wake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Head punch, son! Nothing else in the world smells like that! I love the smell of napalm in the morning!
Okay. The Robert Duvall passed yesterday at age 95.
What a great body of work.
That right there, when he was playing the colonel in charge of the air salt coming in there, and he was a surfer, also led to another famous line that he had, Saddam don't surf. And at some point, I've told that story about during Desert Storm when we attacked the first day. And one of our units going through had on an APC, Iraqi APC, They had spray painted on it, Saddam don't surf.
Well, his name was Robert Selden, was his middle name, Duvall. Filmmaker, producer, with a career spanning 7 decades, he received Academy Award, a BAFTA Award, 4 Golden Globe Awards, 2 Primetime Emmy Awards, a Satellite Award, and a Screen Actors Award. Member of Godfather, Lonesome Dove, Apocalypse Now, which is, we just heard the clip, Secondhand Lions, Open Range. Some of those are our favorite films. We watch over and over again.
He epitomized the actor and somebody that he did his profession, and that was it. You didn't know a lot about his personal life. He died in Virginia on his farm. Surrounded by his dogs and his horses.
And his wife.
His wife was there.
He did a movie called Assassination Tango.
Yeah.
And he and his wife met while they were avid tango dancers. She was in this film.
He really could
tango, and it was a fabulous movie if you want to see another side to him. And so that's his, his current wife.
You know, the Godfather, he played so many different parts.
Luciana Pedraza is her name.
In his career, Cowboys. And of course, he said his favorite role was of Gus McRae in Lonesome Dove. Said it was his favorite role. And they had him and Tommy Lee Jones there. And Tommy Lee Jones was going to play Gus. And then after they talked, they realized that, no, this is a Robert Duvall role. And he just,
an actor's actor, I'm
80s,
sure.
From the 80s, and, you know, I'll still watch it once a year.
Right. He began his career with on television with minor roles in 1960s on The Defenders, Playhouse 90, Armstrong Circle Theater. He debuted in the play Wait Until Dark. He returned to the stage in David Mamet's play American Buffalo. He was very, very much involved with the Actors Studio. He won his best, he won his Academy Award for which movie? What do you think? Tender Mercies.
Tender Mercies, when he played a country western singer.
Alcoholic, former.
His first movie he starred in was in 1962, The Killing Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He played
1962, and his last movie was in 2022.
He played the mentally challenged young man in that. So, no, what a career.
He also served in the Army for a year. So, you know, he had a heart, but I love the whole idea that, you know, that you think of him being this old tough coot, and he was very sensitive and beautiful with his tango.
Oh, yeah. Reverend Jesse Jackson passed. Also, he was 84 years old, a civil rights icon who battled alongside Martin Luther King, negotiated global hostage releases, ran for president twice, well, in the primaries. And he died after a lengthy fight with progressive supranuclear palsy, a condition similar to Parkinson's disease. And Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient, a Democrat president, presidential candidate, and one of the world's best-known black activists. So, it was, you know, two people have had that have had an impact on American culture, Duvall and Jackson, like that. Two totally different guys. So, now, the Olympics.
Yeah, I really wanted to talk about a moment in Olympics. Now, we were watching it. I don't know. We kind of got lost in a couple series. But when we all had our eyes on Ileana, of course, the quad god, and, you know, you became a rock star, like an international rock star in a matter of, I don't know, leading up to the Olympics, and for sure during the Olympics, because he was performing, you know, quads and doing things that other people hadn't done, and he's, you know, brought this.
He'd won the national championships.
Everything you could possibly
scoring
win.
Scoring extremely high, yeah. And every time he got on the ice.
Everything you could possibly
win. The place
imagine.
Was packed.
Standing room only. Yeah. Standing room only the night of his performance. And so, you know, just, I want to just explain and tell you, I think that if every teacher and every coach and every parent could have this moment, they play for their children. Because a true champion, in my opinion, a true champion is how you handle the loss. Because we can't win all the time. Something happens, you know, but this is a singular sport. It takes a team to get you there, but it's a singular sport. And he had and shown in that moment when he knew that he was the gold medal hopeful.
The favorite by far.
And fell twice.
During his routine.
It got into his head. And they were explaining later after when they were doing clips about how he put his knee up and he was going to do the quad and he stopped. And they talked, and it was a couple former gold medalists that had talked about what happens in your mind. First of all, you're on a world stage. They say the Olympics is so different than any other thing that you're doing. I mean, it's like, I guess, probably, you know, for some, walking to Madison Square. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what the equivalent is. But it's a huge world stage. And all eyes are on you, and you're trying to be perfect, and you're going through the same routine that you go through, and you perfected it, you've gone through it, you have been perfect, and then in this moment, you're not. And that's why I always equate a lot of things to the 3 minutes that it takes to be on the ice. We've seen it with some of the great Olympic athletes in the past of how the pressure in that moment, you've got this moment in time carved out, and what I think should go down in history is that in that moment when he knew that he was eighth, the world was watching his face. Yes, he looked disappointment. You know, his heart probably fell down and all of his might. But he stood up like a champion and walked over to the guy who was absolutely shocked because he thought, well, I'll be lucky if I place in the podium. Walked over, put his hands on each side of his shoulder and gave him a hug. Like, congratulations, you were the best. He was not a sore loser. I think if everybody can show that clip, sit down and talk about it with your family. For all those sports fanatic people who are, you know, doing baseball and with little kids that are playing, that there should be lessons about that the true champion and how you become the real winner is how you handle the loss. That's just, I had to say that. It's just, If we could learn that at a young age, not everybody's getting a ribbon. It's a perfect thing. You get a gold, a silver, and a bronze in the Olympics. You don't get fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. You're all the best. You get, and I think it's a lesson. It's a huge lesson in grace, integrity. Now, it helps that he had two parents that are professional skaters.
Well, yeah, I mean, but still, they showed that thing when he realized that he had lost. And as soon as he came off the ice, I mean, probably while he was on the ice, he realized, I've lost.
Mm-hmm.
But the young guy that won from Kyrgyzstan. What?
Yeah, I think it's Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan. Mm-hmm. Nobody gave this guy a shot at it.
He did a beautiful job.
He did perfect. Yes. It was the one, he pulled out a perfect performance. And to watch Ilya go over there, and I mean, it was sincere.
Beautiful.
Hugged him and said, you know, and the other guy was, you know, had his head on his shoulder.
Yeah, true leader.
And then he walked, you know, and then when he was finished, yeah. He left.
And he is beloved by all the skaters. And they said,
if you're gonna lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so I had to say that.
I was wondering, you know, Tara, Lipinski, she won women haven't won a gold or any since 2002. Tara Lipinski won in 1998. And she was the youngest Olympic gold medalist in figure skating history. And then since then, since 2002, we haven't done well. So.
Well, there is a medal count, and Italy is second. I'm trying to pull that up again. USA is third. Of course, there's all kinds of things that happen. You know, what happens on the world stage is that sometimes people just say things. Because people are sort of asking me, how do you feel about the United States and what's happening politically? You know, you're there to do your sport. May not agree with everything, but I love my country. How about that?
Yeah. And now the big thing is curling, which has become, I'll record the curling just to see if the Canadians are still cheating. And here's the cheating they're talking about. If you've ever watched curling and they come down on their knees and then they release the stone. As releasing it, here is.
Is it called the stone?
It's called the stone. As they release it, okay, here's the controversy. The one that released it. You can't touch the stone. Again, her finger brushed across the stone. Double touch, they take it down in very slow motion. Did she touch it? Well, then the men's Canadian curling team got the same thing. They double touched it, and we're not talking about. They release the stone and then they grab it and kind of push it forward. No, it's when they release it that their hand has touched it again. I guess this is a big thing in curling.
Well, it's actually caught caught the world's attention about this sport.
Oh no, you know people are talking about curling. I mean, come on, this has got to be one of the world's hardest ones to watch. I guess unless you're really a curling fanatic.
I've enjoyed it. I really can't even believe how fast the downhill skiers are going. Oh, my gosh.
74, 75, 78 miles per hour.
Japan is up in the top three. And I started watching a snippet of one of their top ice skaters. I don't know how she placed it. I'm going to check that out. But, yeah. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But we've got some interesting next segment. George, if you're listening, you're going to love this. Our friend George is a train enthusiast and has taken a whole room just about his beautiful expressionism, if you will, with how to create a great model train. I mean, I don't know if it's a village. I don't know what the term is, but we've got an expo happening in Reading, and we've got four experts here. With us that are enthusiasts as well coming up in the next segment.
I don't know if we've had the model train guys on. Oh, by the way, and I don't know if this means anything, but the Olympic Village is having to do a resupply of condoms.
Oh.
They have run low on
no,
condoms.
Don't go there.
At the Olympics. Well, I'm just saying what the news says right here. And you have to think, think about this. I've read about this before. Think of this. You have got hundreds, if not thousands, of healthy young men and women from all over the world. And I can just, you know, I can imagine how this stuff happens. I mean, you can, you know, but it was.
I guess my mind.
This was in the news. They had to replenish the condom supply at the Olympics.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, at least they're taking precautions. And we'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boats Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands of prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boats Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros. Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning and welcome to our Tuesday edition here. Kung Hoi Fat Choi. It is February 17th, 7:34 in the morning here on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. I wanted to come in specifically this morning. You know, Tuesdays I'm usually off, but just because of the interesting topics that we have this morning. And Carl, can we introduce our gentleman here with our model train. I don't even know what you would call that.
We have
for the Reading Model Trains.
The Reading Model Trains. We have with us Chris Walker, Bill Gist, and Bob Bronick here, all with the Reading Model Trains. So, who wants to talk first?
Thank you for having us this morning. Appreciate you.
He's all the way up.
Okay. So you're going to talk a little bit louder here.
We are
Reading
Model Train Club.
And tell us about that. How long has that been around?
We're a nonprofit group. Thank you. We just changed from an LLC to a nonprofit.
Okay.
We're about 40 members, and we're all volunteers. We're right here in downtown Reading. We're on, appropriately, Railroad Avenue. How perfect is that? And we're right across from the Union Pacific Railroad Yard, where we can always watch them, you know, switching cars and whatnot. But we are a 3,000-square-foot facility. And it's a very nondescript warehouse. Most people don't even know we're there, but when you come inside, it's like going into Santa's workshop. It's just absolutely spectacular with so many different layouts, different scale trains, lots of people there to help and answer questions. We even have a little gift shop to supply people for their needs for track and cars and scenery and whatnot.
Okay, so how long have you been involved in this?
I'm the new guy. I've only been here 2 years.
Okay.
Now, our president, Chuck, is unfortunately sick today. He's our number one guy. Bill has been here. He's our HO model train.
Bill, how did you get into model trains?
It was 57 years ago.
Oh, man.
Some of you may remember Chuck Hornbeck was the foremost authority on railroading for many years. And I was introduced to the Hornbeck family, and they introduced me to trains. And I guess it was when we went down to Gerber to see Godfrey Human's O-scale South Shasta lines. And when I walked in there and I saw it, I was really impressed by the way he made Cottonwood look like Cottonwood and Red Bluff look like Red Bluff. And it was just, you know, I was in love from then on.
Okay.
So it grabbed you, and then you said, I want to do that, too.
What about you, Chris? When did you get involved in this?
Probably started very young, because when my father bought my first train set, it was actually a Mark set. And I was just a little guy, about 7 or 8 years old, and I was just totally fascinated. You know, kids are sometimes just totally fascinated with trains. And I fell in love then. I mean, I've been collecting trains since I was a kid, so gosh, I'm pushing 69 now. So.
Now, when I was a young child, my dad bought me a train set. But it was, you know, the larger one. It wasn't the HO or O. So it was, it was about like that, and it ran on tracks about that wide. And we still have home movies of the train going around.
I'd like to see that.
Going around in circles.
Well, can you share with our listeners when you said, when we were talking about George and his taking a whole room in their home and making it, like a train. I don't even know what we call a train city or a train. What does O, H-O, and N-scale mean? One of you, please.
Well, actually what that is you're talking about the different scales of the trains.
Right.
Like O gauge is like, inch and 48th, 1/48th, which is your three rail. And that's typically, everybody knows O gauge, they'll say Lionel. Lionel's the big
name. Okay,
Lionel,
okay, got that.
Everybody, that's like the household name.
Okay,
Lionel,
yeah, okay.
But then, you have other train manufacturers as well in the same gauge. They have Mark's Trains, which has been around since the 30s, as well as Lionel started in the 1900s. And then you have American Flyer Trains, which a lot of folks don't realize that American Flyer started out as Chicago Flyer, and they were a three-rail train company. And then eventually sold to what you call American Flyer Gilbert, which went to the two-rail S-gauge trains. So quite a history in American Flyer as well. Then you branch off to other train manufacturers like Williams and K-Line and Atlas. So those are all your big O-gauge players right there. Now, my buddy Bill over, he's more of an HO guy, and he knows the scale of HO, I believe.
Yes, 1/87th scale is what is mostly referred to.
What's that mean?
When you're building your own model trains, which is the way it used to be, you built them all yourself.
Sure.
You used a scale ruler, and in other words, it was 1/87th of the real thing.
Okay.
Because you always started with the prototype back in the day. It's not so much today, but
So an O, from I just looked, an O gauge is one equals what?
It's one close to 1/32nd or?
Yeah.
Well, it's 1/48.
1/48.
Okay.
The actual scale.
So it's larger.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you were talking to, you know, our listeners here about the train that was at Turtle Bay at Christmas time. They did a big village outside during the Garden of Light. I've done that a couple years in a row. Did you guys have a chance to see that?
We did.
And what scale would that be?
That was O scale, and okay. It was done by a contract from the East Coast. That wasn't part of our club.
You could have done that.
You could have done that.
You
so
could
we
have
need
done
to tell
that.
Them that this year.
The only,
like,
problem they have
me?
Is, the only problem they have is kids running up to it, knocking it off the track, and you probably don't want your...
Do not touch.
It's hard to take model railroading on the road. The layout that I manage here at the club used to be what was called a modular club. That's where every member builds a section of the railroad, and then you load them up and you take them to county fairs and other functions, and you hook them all together, and you got this big layout.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, the problem is if one guy doesn't show up, one guy on the other side has to forfeit.
Ooh.
Or if a corner guy doesn't show up, you got nothing. So
you got to play the field. You got to know all places.
No,
right?
No one can get sick.
Well, yeah. We're seeing. And,
did you
we
hear
have
that,
not,
Chuck?
We have not seen the layout and your layout at the down on, of course, Railroad Avenue down there. But just looking at the photos from what George is doing, I imagine yours is very much like that. You've got, he's rebuilding old Shasta Town and another town called Bandon because it's abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And little figures with, you know, mm-hmm. with the flannel,
so you paint
the red and black checkered shirts and all that. So I imagine that you all have yours.
We
just
actually
like
have
that.
Several layouts.
Yeah.
We have
the
biggest one is HO scale.
Okay.
And then we have, we even have a test track that can run just about any scale there is, all the way from the largest ones, which are G, which I have in my backyard, to the tiny little T's, which we have a member that came in with a model railroad set that he built inside of his guitar case that actually operates. It's amazing.
Oh, man.
And the train's the size of a pencil. It's so small.
Oh, man, there needs to be a good
documentary.
Well, we
hope to have that at our open house.
Oh, when's your open house?
It's March 21st on Saturday. Now, normally we're open Wednesdays and Saturdays, 10 to 3. That day is going to be very special because we're going to have all kinds of vendors outside and we'll have some food.
The March 21st.
March 21st.
Okay. And so you have vendors. And I'm trying to picture this on Railroad Avenue.
It's the last building on the right before it turns into the big part of Railroad
Avenue.
Yeah,
we're right there at the junction of Court
bottom of the
and Railroad.
Of what in Railroad?
Court.
Oh, Court and Railroad. Oh, right there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right down from Trendy's restaurant.
Oh, we got it. Yeah, so the club began 50 years ago, started by Bill Sturgis.
Right.
And you guys used to be known as the Reading Central Trains.
That's right.
So now you are called?
We're officially Reading Model Railroad Club.
Model Train Club.
Model Train Club.
RMTC.
Yeah, you just became a new nonprofit.
Right.
So
right.
501C,
right.
Which is great. So, I mean, when you talk about the fact that there's a lot of engineering that goes into this, architectural details, paints, adhesives, what would be your background? Did you go into, like, you all started as kids. We talked about this. But, I mean, did you end up going into this kind of field?
Well, we have 40 members, roughly, and every one of us has a different passion and a different interest. So we have all kinds of scenic people. We have electronic people. We have people that are good with mechanical. My background is I just retired from Walt Disney Imagineering. So I was a designer of theme parks. And
wow.
Disneyland, as you may know, was built around a train set. That was Walt's passion.
No, I didn't know that, but thank you for that.
It goes all the way back. Yeah.
It was built around his passion for trains?
Right. Walt had a train in his backyard that he could ride. It was live steam, and he wanted more than that. So he built Disneyland. And I was hooked. I was actually born the same year that Disneyland opened. And so it was kind of my destiny, and I was able to work for them and design attractions. But my passion was trains, just like Walt's passion was trains. And it's funny because I loved Reading as a child. I mean, I used to love to come here, you know, for the mountains and the lakes and the rivers, fishing and everything. I always wanted to retire here. What I didn't know until I got here was about the train club, that these folks here are so helpful with their support and their knowledge that I'm able to actually pull a lot of my trains out of the attic and garage and stuff and start really building them. That's why I'm able to build this layout in the backyard.
And have a conversation where people are very
interested. And get all the
help
I could possibly need. And that's what I'm encouraging other people to go through their attics and garages and find things and come in and get the support and you know, ask the questions and just, you know, enjoy the magic of model railroading. Most of your listeners have an imagination and have an interest in doing that, and they're going to find that support at our train club.
Well, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're here with Chris Walker, Bill Gist, and Bob Baranek, and we'll be right back after these messages talking about a new event that's coming up that we're very excited about, March 21st, open house for this new 501C. What's the name again?
Reading Model Train Club.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue poultry feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Wake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. Since we haven't done any type of live reads today, let's
Maxwell
start.
Maxwell Insurance brings us this program, all of your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. They just had a great open house where they had all the critters and everything from almost like Animal Kingdom came but up to the, yeah.
It's kind of like Mutual of Omaha.
Mutual of Omaha, because she, you know, handles that. She's, they're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union, and I know they handle our insurance. Also, we were talking about the friends of ours. We like to try to encourage people that if you've been dropped by, you know, because of your fire or whatever, things have gone up, or you're trying to figure out, you know, how to navigate Medicare, or any of your insurance needs, Maxwell Insurance and Financial will help you through that. You know, we just found out something interesting at the break, that somebody from your history in your life knows Bob, and they work together. This is 6 degrees of separation, and, you know, creative minds seem to attract each other.
You said Imagineering, and I know that she worked there.
Right.
And
yeah.
In the show line. And
we worked together on many projects.
Yeah. So I really didn't know I didn't know a lot about what she did.
She's a lighting designer.
A lighting designer, yeah.
And I was an art director.
So, that just stands to reason that you two would be working together. Sure. And Bill, you used to be
Bill Gist.
You used to be, you were in the military. Thank you for your service.
We were talking about.
And you're military police, and then went on to?
Security. I've done every kind of security you can think of. I've done crowd control. I've been a bodyguard, a bouncer. I worked for Merle Haggard. I worked with Steppenwolf, Barbara Mandrell, Freddie Fender, a lot of people. And I've done it. You know, I've worked every sawmill in the northern California.
Right?
Well, that's interesting. Okay. Bodyguard, sawmill.
Yeah.
And Chris, what's your history? The thing that you all have in common is your love of
trains.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
When I first started out, actually, I had a great dad, and he was ex-World War II vet.
Uh-huh.
And he spent most of his career in life in the automotive industry. My dad had body shops and automotive repair shops and those types of things. So as a little kid, I started out sweeping floors in the body shop and gradually worked my way up to repairing and fixing cars and those kind of things. So I've always been in the automotive repair business.
Okay.
From there, though, I kind of, you know, I went to college for a while, and I said, you know, I'm going to think about being a police officer for a while. So I went to college and took police science and those type of courses. And from there, I started a part-time job while I was going to college part-time then. And I went to work for a company called Chief Auto Parts. And then from Chief Auto Parts, got purchased by AutoZone.
Oh.
Probably heard of AutoZone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I ended up spending a part-time job turning into a career at AutoZone for 43 years. So I was with AutoZone for 43 years. Great company and great people. And, you know, I don't want to plug AutoZone too much, but if you have any automotive needs, that's the place to go.
That's awesome.
Now, so the three of you, I mean, an art director, let's say, you know, Bill's over here. I mean, he looks tough. You know, he's been in the sawmills and all of them, and we have into the auto repair and then AutoZone. What brought you all together was your model train love, the love for model trains. That is so cool.
And you're in this club that has now become a 501c, and we're just encouraging people to come to your open house that's happening on the 21st. You're located at Railroad Avenue, 2354.
Right, just down from Trendy's, right?
Now, yes.
What am I going to see when I show up there on the 21st?
There's an amazing number of layouts and trains all over the place. We have them on the walls. We have them in cabinets. Most of them are for sale. We have all kinds of supplies. If you're building your own layout, you're going to get all the help you could possibly want. If you have questions or you need repairs, we have folks that repair trains as well.
Well, you know what? I was thinking, how big a train can you buy down there?
G gauge.
And what size is that?
About 1/20.
Well, so if I run a railroad track from the laundry room through the house,
yeah,
can we put dirty laundry on that and just take it all the way through? I mean, I'm just wondering.
I was running drinks on my G scale train from the bar. It was a delivery cocktail to the hot tub.
Of course, art director would yes.
Yeah.
Well, how fun.
Well, G-scale is referred to sometimes as garden railroading. It's designed for outdoors.
You can see it. Yeah, can people ride on it?
No,
it's not that big. No. So it would be like the next big step up.
You'll mash them.
Okay. You know what? I am so enthused by this because I have seen these layouts and the work, how meticulous you all are on designing it, putting trees, you know, arguing about the tree should be over 2 inches to the right, you know, or something like this. But just how it looks is so perfect.
Like I said, it starts with the prototype. Realism used to be the main word in model railroading. Back in the early part of the 20th century, when it was toy train collecting.
Yeah, yeah.
One day somebody looked at their toy trains and they said, you know what, they don't look real. How can I make them look real? So we started re-engineering the wheels and the tracks and everything, and it caught on real quick. And by the 50s and 60s, you could get anything you needed to make your own trains to your own specifications. There was kits and parts and decals and paints and everything. And this lasted till the end of the 70s, going into the 80s. New generations of modelers came in, and they thought this was hilarious. They were laughing at us because we were building our own trains. And when the model companies got downwind of this, they pulled all the kits off the market and started making the trains for the customer. And they make some good stuff.
Now, I remember in my first train, I could put something in the stack. You have little puffs of smoke coming out.
Yeah.
Am I just imagining that, or
no.
did that really happen?
We have that going on sometimes.
They still do that.
Oh, yeah.
And so you've got, gosh.
Yeah. Smells up the house.
March 21st, I know we've got 1,000 things going.
Yeah, but that's all right.
They're going to have an open house.
From what are the times?
From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
And you know what? I bet if you took your kids down there, your grandkids, and you just have a wonderful time.
You know, we had such an interesting thing. There's this stigma about model railroaders being old men.
Playing with trains.
But I had the privilege of being in the gift shop during the holiday season, and we had so many families and little kids with wide eyes, and we had even a wonderful young couple come in that were on a limited budget, but they just wanted to start the hobby. And we had maybe the most touching story were all these families that wanted the first train set under their Christmas tree, and they were trying to recreate something that they remember their grandparents had that when they were kids.
Sure.
And so it's a hobby that's really for everybody. It's really for the young and the young at heart.
You could have, this could be a family hobby easily.
So my question would be like, say, for instance, when you have
a minute and a half
estate sales and somebody has an already made like Lionel train set with all the stuff that's on a platform and it's in the attic. Are those super collectible?
Yes, they are. And it depends on the era of trains. And, of course, with Lionel trains, it depends on the condition of the train as well. But there are certain trains that are worth a lot of money, and there's some that aren't. A lot of the biggest era of collecting trains was probably in the post-war era, from about 1945 to about 1969. Those trains in that era are very collectible.
Wow.
Because those are the trains when Lionel, which you had mentioned earlier, those are the ones that smoke, they have the lights, they go forward, neutral and reverse. They also have a whistle in the tender that whistles. And they're just amazing trains. The workmanship back then in America was fantastic on the workmanship.
Well, that's when I got mine, was in the 50s. It was the Lionel, I'm sure. It would go around, backwards and forwards, and you put that little thing in there, it would smoke.
Little ding, ding, ding.
Hey,
Jeff,
thank you so much for reaching out to us.
Please come visit us.
So everybody, it's going to be March 21st. Going to be vendors out there. It's they're open anyway on Wednesdays and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And, you know, this could be something that would be a great family hobby.
Get to meet the guys with the fun club. Fun, F-U-N.
Bring your imagination.
Okay, March 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2354 Railroad Avenue, right down from Trendy's. You can give them a call, 530-243-1360. And thanks a lot, gents, for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
We come back after the news. We've got Ready Rancheria joining us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A second round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks lasted about 3 hours in Geneva. The indirect talks with Oman, serving as a go-between, took place earlier today.
Iran said it'll close the Strait of Hormuz for several hours. That's for live-fire military exercises as the U.S. ramps up its military forces in the region. This is the first time that Iran has closed parts of the strait in a central international waterway since the U.S. began threatening Iran with military action. Iran previously held a live-fire drill in the Strait of Hormuz several weeks ago, but it didn't announce closures. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Russian and Ukrainian delegations are also meeting in Geneva. They're involved in U.S.-brokered talks. However, both sides are far apart on issues such as land, post-war security guarantees, and a potential ceasefire. 2 days have been set aside for those discussions. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is dead. His family says he died peacefully at home in Chicago this morning. Jackson, who suffered a rare neurological disorder, was 84. They're playing the blame game over a serious public health threat just outside the nation's capital.
The collapse of a major sewer pipe in the D.C. suburbs of Montgomery County, Maryland, has caused an overflow of more than 240 million gallons of wastewater into the Potomac River. On Monday, President Trump accused Maryland's Democratic governor of mismanagement and directed the federal government to step in. But the governor's office pushed back and said the leak is the federal government's responsibility. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Investigators say a shooting at a Rhode Island ice rink was a murder-suicide stemming from a family dispute. Stocks in retreat on Wall Street, the Dow down 167 points, the NASDAQ is off 147. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-242-3131. 800-242-3131.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The British and Canadian prime ministers have released a joint statement saying the NATO alliance should be more European, and they stressed the need to hike defense spending.
A Downing Street spokesperson said the two leaders also spoke about the deployment of a British-led naval strike group to the North Atlantic, an announcement Sir Keir Starmer made at the Munich Security Conference. This follows widespread European criticism of President Trump's desire to take over Greenland. The spokesperson said the UK and Canada have a deep security and defence relationship, and that the two leaders agreed on the need to increase spending on defence.
The BBC's Nick Johnson. Israeli prosecutors say they plan to charge a settler in the killing of a Palestinian activist during a confrontation caught on video. That would open a rare prosecution of violence by Jewish settlers in the West Bank. Attacks from settlers and home demolitions by authorities have spiked dramatically in the past couple of years. Townhall.com. From this morning's Lost and Found file.
Shipwreck hunters find a luxury steamer that sank in Lake Michigan in October of 1872. Paul Ehorn led the team.
You want to jump up and down. It's
like solving a puzzle.
The discovery of the Loch Labelle was made in Wisconsin waters in 2022, but not made public until now.
It's a long way out. It's deep water.
Ehorn says it's not necessarily finders keepers. Insurance companies or the state may claim the rights to the shipwreck, but for now, they still have to locate it the same way he did. I'm Julie Walker.
It was this week in 1864 during the Civil War, the Confederate hand-cranked submarine H.L. Hunley rammed and sank the Union ship USS Housatonic in Charleston Harbor. First naval engagement of its kind saw the Hunley go straight to the bottom as well. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Casey, you can reach us at kcnrradio.com. Takes you right to our website and then to take a look at our sponsors. And if you click on the sponsors, takes you to their webpage. And please, all local. So go and support our sponsors who support us and support this station. So it's the 17th of February, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
We started off the last hour with an excerpt from Robert Duvall. And
also did a tribute to Jesse Apocalypse, Jackson,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, and Apocalypse Now when he was... the smell of napalm. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. If you remember that movie, there's certain snippets.
Let's
not
even talk about the fact he was in Godfather, one of my favorite films.
That we watch.
Can watch over and over. Yeah. I can sleep because it makes me rest. I don't know why, but you know.
It's. I swear to God, we're watching part of the Godfather every month.
I know.
There's like 18 hours
of
Godfather.
Probably know it by heart.
Yeah. Well, I can just walk into the room and hear Michael. Okay, we're watching Godfather. Linda, the weather is going to be
We have a wind advisory and a winter storm warning, rain and thunderstorms before 4 p.m. today. Looks like we could have gusts today up to 39 miles per hour, and then a tenth and a quarter of inch. Expect higher amounts possible in the thunderstorms tonight. Chance of rain once again with our overnight lows of around 28. We're in those cold temperatures. Wednesday, rain and snow likely before 10 a.m. And then we also have overnight lows of 33 with gusts up to high with up to 18 miles per hour. Now Thursday as well with our the temperatures are around 49 with gusts up to about 22. That's that wind advisory up to 22 miles per hour with a 90% chance of rain. Thursday night, again, overnight lows of around 24. So that is going to be probably the most chilly of our days. Friday, slight chance of rain once again. Partly sunny with a high near 47. So it looks like we may have some sunshine coming through. And Friday night, rain once again, mostly cloudy with around 33. We'll get to the weekend forecast later. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned company. 365-3793 for all your gas and propane needs. Always giving seniors and veterans discounts. Well, now my favorite time of the day.
We have.
I'm throwing it to you,
Rancheria,
Carl.
Ready Rancheria and Maria Roscoe, of course.
Good morning. Good morning.
Who is in charge of all the medical side of Ready Rancheria. And I can't say enough about about that, because since we've been here, you have built a medical care, let me just use the word, empire.
Glenn.
Okay, empire's not the right word. But a series of, isn't that what I said?
Yeah, you said Maria in charge of, but you meant Maria's here, but she,
said Maria, but Glenn.
You didn't say Glenn, but hey, we're going to say Glenn, you're in charge of all the medical.
I said that.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Everybody that's married or ever been in a relationship just understood what happened right then. And that, yeah, I know. Yeah, just point at the ring, and then we'll just hang your head and wander out.
Well, you said you were sorry, so it's all good.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah.
Yes, dear, you are right.
Yes, of course you were right, honey. How could I have ever thought that I was wrong?
We'll segue into something that's right.
Let me just say this, is that we've been here while you've built this, and the clinics, the Health Village, it's coming now, and under your guidance, helping thousands, literally thousands of local residents. Yeah. This is something that, I mean, when you point, if you hear Redding Rancheria, you can immediately point to this as, a community asset, a force multiplier. If you don't mind me saying that, because I really feel like that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's great to be here. We always love to talk about healthcare. Fortunately, I have such an amazing team. They make me look good. I get to stand around and do all this fun stuff, and they do all the hard work. But we have worked hard, and we've had a good direction from our tribal council and our executive team, and that really is to expand healthcare and provide the best possible care to the underserved population of the community in which we live. And that's our goal. And every decision we make is, how is this going to make it better for our patients?
Great. And how many people are you all helping now?
We're up to 22,000 now at the last count.
22,000 people, all Shasta County or
Trinity? There is about 2,050 to 2,100 in Trinity County that we're taking
right
now.
That's right. It's your clinic up there, mm-hmm. which is, it's not just a clinic. It's a work of art.
It's beautiful.
It has a stream going through. Yeah. It has a stream going through the clinic. No, it's not open. It's covered, but it's a stream going through it and a little museum up there. And that helps about 2,100 people.
Correct. We just hired a new doctor for up in Trinity, and we just interviewed another one. And we're about 99% sure he's going to accept the job in Trinity. So we're sending two more physicians that are going to be moving to Trinity and staying there. Nice. And that'll allow us to take on another couple thousand more patients up in Trinity County.
How do you recruit physicians in this time in the rural areas when it's so difficult?
You know, there's no secret sauce. There's three things you have to do. First of all, and that's not just physicians, it's any of your team members. You pay them what they're worth. You give them great benefits. And then you let them balance life. That's what everybody wants to have, right? You want to be paid what you're worth. You want to have good benefits so your family's taken care of. And you want to be able to spend time with your friends and family. And so that really is the philosophy of the tribe, and it's really trickles down from our executive team. They really push that. And so that makes it easy for us to recruit. We don't really have any problems with recruitment of those high-level professionals into our health system.
Yeah, regular hours.
Regular hours. We usually, just about 98% of our employees in the health system all work 10s, so they have a 3-day weekend every weekend.
Oh, okay.
So they're usually on Monday off or Friday off, but some take Tuesdays. But for the most part, everybody has a 3-day weekend.
So they have their 40-hour week. They come in the morning. They see their patients. They go home.
That's it.
They're not being called in at weird hours.
We don't have any call. We don't have any after hours. We don't have any of that. You know, you take care of their schedule. You build it so they get to come into work, and all they have to do is practice medicine. That's what they want to do.
And they don't worry about anything else.
They don't worry about anything else. No referrals. They don't have to worry about business side. Nothing. Just come in, practice.
And you're helping 22,000 people. You're seeing 22,000 people now, though. That's going to go up to 24,000 since when you had the two physicians.
Correct.
So, like say in the Trinity facility, is there, what's the name of the in Trinity?
It's our Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center.
Okay. Is there a pharmacy? I know we took a tour. It was absolutely beautiful. Inside, so it's like a one-stop when you can go in and then not referred out. It's all within?
Correct. That's the best way we found to work. You have the patient captive at the time. We all have busy lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of the time, think about the underserved population. You're dealing with a lot of single moms with multiple kids. Do we want to be sending this young lady around to multiple spots to get their labs, get their meds, go to dentist? No. If you have a one-stop shop, you can take care of everything right then and there. And we have a really good pharmacy. It's a 340B type pharmacy. A lot different than your normal pharmacy in the fact that we don't charge our patients copays and deductibles. We just charge a $5 fill fee. So if you have a $2,500 Skyrizi medication, we charge you $5.
Wow.
Because
you get the best. I mean, you don't do generics, do you?
It depends on what's on the 340B medication. But the way we look at it is, you know, typical way insurances work is they want you to try these lower-end medications for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years before they'll even approve this.
Okay.
during that time, you're getting worse. You're not getting better because there's much better medications out there that you can augment your care with. So we have a pharmacy that we run that allows our doctors to prescribe the medications they feel is best for their patient, not what the
amazing.
Insurance company dictates.
What was the last, when you were talking about
Skyrizi?
What is that?
So that's a medication for like rheumatoid arthritis. It's an autoimmune type of medication. They're high-end. They're top-tier medications. They're very expensive. But your insurance companies typically are going to make you try these lower-end ones for a long time. Meanwhile, your condition continues to get worse. It may affect other parts of your body, and then you get worse, and then your health care is more expensive. So we look at it differently and say, why are we prescribing something that was used in the 1950s when we have something that works much better today, less side effects, but it just happens to be more expensive.
Okay. Now, we're here with Rain Rancheria, and we're talking their medical the clinics and the help they do. And when we come back after this break, I'd like to for you to tell everybody who is eligible to come to the clinics.
Sounds great.
Because there's questions about that every so often. Glenn Hayward and Maria Roscoe. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's won Best in the North State 4 years in a row. And they are. They have a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only watch repairmen, stone cutters. You can design your own piece of jewelry down there, and they will build it for you. Four Winds Jewelry, been in the business 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Great people down there. They're in place at Linda Shops for jewelry, or me. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Reading Rancheria.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue poultry feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This Friday at the Wind River Resort and Casino will be the Veterans Flags and Flowers fundraiser. You know, this is Preston Sharp who started this thing when he was literally a child, and his mother supported him with this, and because she was just enthralled by the fact that this is something that he wanted to do. And, you know, she just provided support for him. Well, now here it is, 2026. Preston has been at the White House a couple of times, been at State of the Union addresses. He has been, I think, to every state, but I'm not positive about it. I think he's been to every state and also over at Normandy, providing flags and flowers for our veterans' grave sites. It's going to be this Friday at Wind River Resort and Casino. You can get your tickets at PrestonSharp.net. If you have any questions, give April a call at 530-515-3825. Now, I'm giving away two tickets to, not that, I'm giving away to the outdoor, at the Shastik District Fair on, what is it? It's
Sportsman's and
February
RV.
27th through March 1st, the Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show. Giving away two tickets to the first caller at 530-605-4567. Give us a call and you're going to score two tickets to this for any one of those days. We're here with Radio Rancheria and Glenn Hayward, who heads up the medical side of Radio Rancheria, has started, has clinics. It's three clinics?
Five clinics?
Okay. And throughout the North State, up in Weaverville and the rest right around here in
Shasta County.
Four in Shasta County. And Maria Roscoe, who is everything. she is community outreach, media, and all types of stuff. And Glenn, we talked about 22,000 people you're helping in Shasta and Trinity County. Who is eligible to come to the clinics of Redding Rancheria?
So right now, any Native American, for our downtown campus, any Native American and their dependents. So if you live in a Native American household, you're automatically eligible to use our tribal facility downtown, as well as all of our employees use our tribal facility downtown. Our other campuses accept all insurances. Our Churn Creek campus is predominantly all partnership health. Those are the patients that are really underserved, still in the community, trying to find access to care, and that's our tribal council directive right now, is to serve the underserved first and take care of them. So we are flush and filling up with partnership patients as fast as we can.
Okay.
So right now, that's who is eligible for our services.
Partnership health plan.
Partnership health plan, that's your Medicaid.
Medi-Cal.
We do take Medicare. We do take all the Anthems, though. Those are for specific types for our Native American patients. Some of them have insurance as well. But for the most part, our directive right now is to serve the underserved, and that's our partnership patients.
22,000, soon to be 24,000. Wow. That's a lot of people.
It is. It is. We've got a great team that manages them, and I think that, you know, I might be a little biased, but I do believe that our patients get the absolute best care north of
anywhere. I sent somebody to you, and who'd been having all types of problems, and just it was one thing after another. Kelly Farrier.
Yeah. Okay.
And she came to you all and has been helped
tremendously
working with you all.
Well, and don't forget the veterans. We did do the MOU with the Veterans Department. So, you know, we have that to where right now it's just Native Americans. We're trying to push it to see if we can open that up to any veteran. But right now the veterans will pay us to see their patients at our facility.
Well, that's cool. Americans right now,
right
but
now.
You'd like to expand it
like
a little bit more.
I'd like to expand it so we can improve access for any of the veterans that live in our areas.
God bless you. And, you know, we've got a great VA clinic here, but we got a lot of veterans around here, too.
We do.
And if that's the case for the ones up in, especially up in Trinity County, that would be a big assist having to drive all the way down.
It would be.
Okay.
So how's the progress going? We want to hear our listeners. Yeah, we're driving down there and we see the girders and we see it, every time we come by, you know, it looks like it's happening.
It does now,
quickly.
Huh?
Yes.
It does. Yeah, when we were first just grading and doing the groundwork, you're thinking, oh, okay, it's really not much. And then you start seeing the steel girders going up and the beams, the roof's going on now. We have our final beam raising ceremony for our tribal members in May, and that'll be an event where the last beam that's going to go up for the structure will be put up, and so they'll all get to sign it, put a note on it, something, and it'll become a permanent fixture of our facility. But we are probably about 12 months away from opening the doors.
Was I driving down on us? Are they working on Saturdays? And I mean, they're working. I mean,
7 days a week.
They're working what?
7 days a week.
Yeah. Okay. I knew it was either Saturday or Sunday. I'm driving by and I'm seeing people out there.
Yes. So. We have a lot of trades. At any one time, we're probably between 85 and 100 people down there working between the different trades. It's really busy.
Wow.
Now I'm going to ask a weird question, and I just, because I'm just going to blurt it out. Like in Chinese culture, they have feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
And in Native American, I know when the prayers happen, you go north, south, east, west. Mm-hmm. Is there something when you're putting a piece of property together and building something like this beautiful health center that you're going to have? Well, there's another term for a health center, you know, beautiful life center, whatever, you know, the
health
name
village.
Of health village, but the best of the best are going to be there. Do you do something with your placement? Besides, I know that you do your opening prayers and that kind of thing, but, you know, just share like a placement and what you do on the land. Just, I don't know, because I think of the feng shui with the Chinese culture, and it is kung hui fat choy too. So
those are the things that, you know, you don't really know about or see when you build a building.
Yes.
But when we had it designed with our architects, it's situated perfectly. So the main entrance when you're walking into the atrium is north, right to Mount Shasta, which is where our people come from. And then the building is altered so that we get on the east side, the sunrise and the sunset rises up and falls over top of our building. And then our garden is facing south to north, which is the best way to raise your vegetables and fruits. So that is all part of the design that, you know, you don't really talk about, but that's part of it that we go through. And so there was a lot of meticulous and
planning and planning. The spirit aspect of that.
I figured
there
had to be something like that because of your... of your relationship to our world, that it doesn't surprise me that it's facing the north like
that
as opposed to another direction, which most people don't even think about.
Right.
Right. And, you know, at the times when you're building, too, it could be a lot cheaper just to plop it down in the best spot.
Right.
But you have to really stay true to your culture and your history and your people and say, this is what we do. And if it costs us more to make it this way, then that's what we do because we stay true to our culture.
And that's what I love these radio interviews or togetherness, because that is, you know, something that matters to me. And I think about that, the integrity of what's behind the placement. And to hear you describe it is, I hope it wasn't too much prying, but it's just special.
No, I
it's healing,
agree.
Too.
It is.
There's a thing about the healing aspect of that.
I think that goes hand in hand with the integrity of the tribe. Of just anybody is doing what's right when people don't even know you're doing it.
Mm.
So for us, that's what was doing right. So that's why we built it that way.
Okay, we're here with Glenn Hayward and Maria Roscoe from Ring Ranch. We were talking the medical arm of the of Ready Rancheria, and we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I've been going there since 2007 when I found them, and never found another I've never gone to another barbershop. If for some reason they're closed, I just wait. They actually take some time off. I don't ever check my schedule to make sure it works. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, if you remember that, or Subway from back there. You can make an appointment so it works on your schedule, and I really, really appreciate that. So I can call them at 530-244-9478, or I can go to Booksee now and set up an appointment, and Booksy sends me a little email reminding me of the haircut that's coming up. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop, my friends. Try it out. It's Man's Last Stronghold. I know that because it's written on the window there, right above the bullet hole, through the window. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boats Ford and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boats Ford and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. And did we get anybody calling? Did I confuse people?
Nobody's called in yet.
Okay,
oh my goodness.
If you want to go to the Crown Motors Northern California Boat Sport and RV Show.
It's fun just to go look at all the RVs. We
I
did that last year.
I love going to this thing. It's going to be February 7th through March 1st. And I've got two tickets. The first person that calls in at 530-605-4567. It's not going to be raining. No.
Even if it is, we went last year at the very last
but
minute. It was raining.
It's not going to be raining.
And we enjoyed looking at what we probably walked in through 50 RVs.
Oh, yeah.
And we were looking at horse trailers and everything. But we
Plus, it has all the fishing and hunting and everything.
Yeah.
605-4567.
Fine.
Don't support. Make me force you.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're here with Raider Ranch. Do not make me come to your house. We're here with Raider Rancheria Maria Orozco, who's a community outreach person and does a great job there. And then Glenn Hayward, of course, who runs the whole medical side, all the clinics and everything, the health village, everything for Raider Rancheria. You know, if you didn't catch the first part of the show, they've got five clinics. They help over 22,000 people in Trinity and Shasta County. They've just added two new doctors up in Trinity, which is going to allow another couple of thousand. So we're going to be looking at Raider Rancheria helping 24,000 of our neighbors out there. You know, Native Americans, but anybody that's on partnership health plan, Medicaid, Medi-Cal, go to a doctor. They have their own doctor. They have a pharmacy, mental health,
physical therapy, dental,
everything. Mm-hmm. And now are in the process of building the health village out there next to their main campus at Wind River and across the creek there. And that's going up fast.
Yes, it is.
And when do you think that's going to be open?
March 9th.
March 9th.
Wow. Wait.
March next of next year.
Oh, my goodness.
We knew there
Wait.
Were, we
my
knew
heart
were,
just went.
We knew you were fast, but not that
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Like.
Now.
Believe me, I wish it was this March 9th.
Yeah, don't we all.
Wow. Yeah, but okay, that's so before what's you know it, be, that's flying what, by.
What will the Health Village offer?
So the Health Village is really going to be two components. Really, you have your medical side, and then you have your wellness side. And what we're trying to do and what we are going to do is really blend those together. So on your medical side, we've got your traditional Western medicine, Chinese medicine, and Native American medicine as well. Then we have the component of the wellness, which is your proactive medicine, which is where we know we all should be doing more of rather than the reactive medicine of just coming to the doctor when you're sick. We want to prevent you from getting sick, and that's the goal. So we will have primary care, we have an urgent care, we have a pharmacy, physical therapy, dental, behavioral health, psychiatry. We have a diabetes program that manages all of our diabetic patients because diabetes is rampant in Indian country. But on top of that, we will be having our Center for Advanced Care, which will move down there, which is the specialist that we've hired into this town, just because we needed those for our patients. You know, I think that's one of our, or at least for me, one of our great programs that we offer is our Center for Advanced Care, because we found that there was a huge need for our patients to see a specialist in this town and not having to drive to UC Davis or Stanford or L.A.
What kind of specialties are we talking about?
Right now we have endocrinology, rheumatology, podiatry, cardiology, dermatology, orthopedic surgery, podiatry, psychiatry.
Gosh.
Everything under one roof.
It is because, you know, and neurology. And so what we found – you know, about a year and a half ago, is that a patient who may have a new diagnosis of epilepsy was waiting 8 to 10 months before they could see a neurologist. Well, during that time, you know, your primary care will manage it as best they can, but you need that specialty backup, and that your patients sometimes can get worse. And for us as a tribe, that was unacceptable. So we said, how do we fix that? Okay, let's harm ourselves. So now we've cut that wait time from 8 to 10 months down to about 2 weeks. So our patients can see a specialist within 2 weeks to 30 days, and that makes them better. It makes them more compliant, and they have better clinical outcomes, which is cheaper health care.
Their families, it comes out better for their families?
It helps everybody.
It helps everybody.
You know, not to mention you can tackle some of those chronic diseases before they get too out of control, which also helps with mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Depression with a chronic disease is rampant. Mm-hmm. So if you can nip that in the bud before it starts, you're already ahead of the game. So there's lots of things that we do, but I think that Center for Advanced Care and our recovery program are two of the ones that I find the most enjoyable. But our health village is going to be a massive endeavor, and it's 195,000 square feet.
Wow.
The wellness side has an indoor pool heated, and then we have an outdoor resort style pool. We have an elevated running track that runs through the entire building, so you can run in an air conditioned, climate controlled environment. I mean, we say get out and walk the trails, but when it's 110, who wants to get out and walk outside?
Right.
Sounds real good.
Yeah, it does.
And so this means, Maria, we know you. We know how you like love to work out. So this means you'll be able to run in air conditioning.
Maria doesn't run. Maria dances.
Okay. Maria dances. That's
Maria,
right.
Maria can dance around the track in air conditioning. There you go. Doing the little court flip, yep, you know, all this kind of stuff. Yep. So you're looking at the total wellness of somebody, mm-hmm. because there's going to be even more. Is there going to be gardens? Did I hear gardens?
There is gardens, correct. So, you know, you bring that into their lifestyle and start introducing it. There's a 9-station cooking kitchen in this facility. So we bring families in and get the kids in with the families, and everybody gets their own cook station. And then we have our dietitian up on a big stage, and they do the cooking. And so you learn how to cook healthier and eat healthier. And then once you do that, we give you a gift card. You take that and go buy that meal. And so you start introducing those things. It's baby steps, right? Start them when they're young. And then we have the garden. So if you maybe are anemic, you don't always need iron supplements, but you might need more leafy green vegetables. So our doctors will write prescriptions to our garden, and they'll go down there, and then our horticulturists will give them what the doctor prescribed. And so you get that intake to help.
Kale.
Spinach.
Spinach, kale. Vegetables, fruits.
Who invented Brussels sprouts? Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I don't eat them, so I don't know.
Have you ever eaten Brussels sprouts?
I love them.
Yeah,
well,
me
if
too.
They do them now, so to make sure they're not good for you, they fry them.
Well, not all places.
But those are good.
Yeah. So you've got 4 new doctors that have actually, they have moved to the area, or?
2 are right out of the residency program here. 2 we relocated from Colorado area. So we have those, and we have a couple waiting in the wings, waiting for us to open our doors.
Okay, my friend.
Yes.
We have 54 residents right here in Redding at any time. Shasta Regional, Dignity, Health and Human, the Health Human Services.
Shasta Community Health Center.
Shasta Community Health Center. 54 residents. How do we keep half of them? I'm asking you is you – or you recruit very successfully. How do we keep our residents here?
Well, I think it could be controversial how I say it, but I think that in general, everybody has to look at it and say, you have to pay somebody what they're worth. That's the simple
yes.
thing. Quit
yes.
trying to nickel and dime these doctors.
Right.
Then quit working them to death by making them see 25, 27 patients a day. When they're doing that, they're then doing their charts at home at night. They're doing it on the weekends. They have no time to balance for their family or themselves personally. And then you have to give them the benefits and let them take time off and let them enjoy life. Now, that's what the health systems can do. But as a community, we probably have to get together and say, it's imperative that we have primary care doctors here. So what do we do? So do we set up a program where we are waiving your construction fees on a new house? Do we have forgivable loans to help on down payments on loans? We have to get together with businesses and the communities, the county and the city itself, and say, what are we going to do as a huge community to say we need primary care doctors? The health systems have committed to saying we're going to pay them well so we can have good doctors. But as a community, what can we do to help their life better here?
And we have discussed this. I've had Dr. Ron Reeves in. We've had Randall Hempling. We've had Todd Jones. What we've talked about, and Ron Reeves had, he says, we're paying $60,000 to hire a policeman. It's important. We should be able to give them money too to help pay off their student loans, help them get started. We've got to be able to, you know, put amount of money out there for them because other cities are doing it. But you know, the community has to come together, just like you're saying. Every event here, everything at the Cascade, the rodeo, Tiger Field, everything that happens, the symphony, they should be getting tickets.
They should.
Free tickets to
you
these.
Could. I mean, that could be part of this whole package.
Yeah, this whole package that
you
we do as a community.
Free tickets to the Tigers games. You have, you know, events at the Cascade Theater. You have reduced building costs for that.
And yes.
So if you stay 5 years, that's a forgivable loan. You don't have to pay it back to us. So
yeah, but you
5 years.
You owe us 5 years.
5 years.
To be here.
I have a girlfriend who is a good friend, wife of a doctor that moved here from L.A., and they were, you know, the L.A. lifestyle. And she cried. She said, I cried for the first 3 years. And now she loves, I mean, you know, they've been here, what, 27, well, how many years? But and she always felt like the other, you know. And she absolutely loves it here. But I think 5 years, the first 3 is like you're getting rid of, like, these wants and habits and my favorite restaurants or whatever, your haunts. And then you start getting into, whoa, you know, because we do have the most beautiful community, right? We've traveled a great deal in our.
We're not perfect here. We know that.
But
we need to have mentors.
Yes.
That, you know, for these doctors, and I say mentors, that's not the right word. But we need to have people that can link up with them and, you know, okay, your wife's here. So the wives make her feel welcome in events. And, you know, all these kind of things just to make them feel like they're part of the community while they're going through the residency.
Well, and we have a great team of physicians, and they do that. They embrace our new hires and our recruits.
Okay.
So, you know, they go to dinner with them. They have them over the house. They make that immediate connection because, you know, if we can keep them here, then the community gets better. And it's better for all of us if we have a healthier community. So our doctors and providers are really good about embracing new hires and teaching them the ropes, getting them used to, introduced to people where they're supposed to be.
And it's absolutely, and they're doctors, but we need to have just the non-doctors show them how much they're, the non-medical community, show them how much that we value them being here. You know, take them down the sack and ever gone fly fishing? No. Well, okay, it doesn't make any difference. We'll still go down the sack. You're going to catch something. Just little things like that. Yes, our medical community does reach out. But we as a larger community, we've got to do better and find ways of doing this.
I totally agree.
I have other ideas.
Yeah.
I really like the idea, though, about the when they're building a home, they get breaks on
this. Those are great ideas.
On that. Yeah.
If you keep them here 5 years, they're more likely to stay. They're going to get roots set. They may
absolutely.
Or may not have children. They may start school. They'll meet people. 5 years is that sweet spot. It really kind of gets people going, okay, this is great.
I mean, I think you're right. I think you're right on that. But every so often, we've been here, what? You've been here 20 years. I've been here 18. Every so often, I'll go, call U-Haul. I get over it.
We all do. There's no perfect
place.
There's
no perfect place. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'd like to ask you your thoughts on the idea of a medical university here, medical school here, if you don't mind. And we'll be right back.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters, your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. We're here with Ready Rancheria and Glenn Hayward, who heads up their five clinics and the Health Village and all these other things. We've talked about how they recruit doctors, how many people they help, over 22,000, by the way. Five clinics, one up in Trinity and Weaverville, and four down here. What the Health Village is going to look like, what they want to accomplish there. Of course, Maria Roscoe is here, who is their community outreach and so many other things for Ready Rancheria.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes. And the question I wanted to ask you, we discussed a little bit during the break. There's this really a heightened kind of an excitement about the idea of having a medical college university here in Redding, mm-hmm. for Shasta County. Your thoughts on, I mean, you've established, you know, not a university, of course, but you've established so many clinics, and you know kind of what it takes to get these things going.
I applaud the effort, and I think that it's a long-term goal, and it's something that we should all be focused on in that effort. Instead of just sitting back and complaining and not doing anything, people are jumping in and saying, how do we fix this? And so anytime you have a community or a group that gets together with a common goal, it's going to be better for everybody, ultimately. It does take some time to get that off the ground, and I think you got to start someplace. You don't get there overnight. But we have, it seems, from what I've read, a good group of people who are passionate about this. And I think if you have some people that are passionate about improving healthcare in the community, that's good for the community. On top of that, we should really be focusing on the captive audience we have here. We've got two great residency programs through Dignity Health and Shasta Community Health Center. We've got residents coming out of there. We should be focusing on them, hitting them hard, and saying, this is why you need to stay in Shasta County.
This should be our short-term objective. We've got 54 of them, Shasta Regional, and as you said, mm-hmm. Dignity and the Shasta Health. If we could keep half of each class that graduated, just if we could keep 20 out of each class out of the 54 that graduated 3-4 years, mm-hmm. and then maybe more, after they see how this is working out, what a huge impact that would have immediately.
It would, and I think you need to get the players together, the health systems together, and say, listen, what is our goal? Our goal is we're going to get 75% of these to stay. They've already been here 3 years. All we need to do, because they've been resident for 3 years, two more years and we've got them. So let's get together and say, we want this and we're going to do whatever it takes to get them here.
Maybe we should have another health village, but it's housing for all the doctors. And you're nice places, you know, I got some land around it and all that. And
remember, my people learned about something about a place with housing for them. Yeah, it doesn't work well for
us. Okay. I'm not calling. It's not going to be the Dr. Rez. Okay?
I'm just teasing you, Carl.
Okay. No, I know that. I know. But your idea about giving them breaks on housing and permits and all that stuff, it's all a great idea. But the one thing is they've got to sign the contract. They're going to be here for 5 years. And if we can't convince people to be here for 5 years, once you're here,
We're not trying hard enough. But those health systems together can say, we don't care if Joe Health System gets four of them. We don't care if we only get one, because they're staying in the community. Once we get the primary care, we can now get specialists to come in, because specialists need the primary care backup.
Yes.
And primary care will say they need the specialist backup. It's the chicken or the egg, but you got to get one of them here first. So we just have to work on that.
You should be a member of that committee.
I don't got much time for that one.
Well, I know. Well, yeah, you do. I follow you on Facebook. I'm just kidding. I already told you I live vicariously through you and your Facebook pages. Don't go to a dude ranch or I will cry.
Okay.
If you go to a dude ranch and you're out there riding horses and fishing and all that, I will cry.
Okay. I'll take you with me.
And I'll let you. I have. You think I've been? No, I'll go right with it. I'll carry the bags, okay, for that. You know, Maria, you've been such a big part of all of this that if we have a question and something's going on, I don't bother Glenn with it. I go, because I go to you.
Yeah. And your plate is so full that you always make time to thank you for that.
And you answer the questions, or you do put us with the
or
people.
Or I'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you'll put us with the person and, you know, on something like that.
And you're celebrating 32?
This year, yes.
32 years of being.
Wow. Working with the best.
Yeah.
Well, when you see, and so you've been here for 32 years. You started out running bingo numbers or tabs.
I was 10. Yeah. 10. No.
So you've watched all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've never asked you this, but you've been doing this since you were 10 years old, 32 years. What do you think about what you've seen over this 32 years? Did you have any idea that Reading Rancheria would be where it's at right now?
Back in 1994, I think it was not really talked about. It was kind of, you know, people didn't know about the Indians that lived back there. And it was kind of, I have stories about trying to take pictures of the elders back when, and they're like, no, no, no. And now I'll get the heart, and, you know, because that's the communication with everybody. They're part of the community. And these folks really know how to do it. I mean, they put you through school. They give you enough training. You want to stay because... the executive team, I mean, the values are exactly that. Balance of life, doing what's right, you know, all of that stuff. So I'm just very honored to be able to have started and watched it grow. Super proud of the tribe. Uh-huh.
And Glenn, let me ask you. I mean, I really don't know your background that well. We always talk about what you've accomplished, but when did you start? I mean, what was the first thing you did? At the rancheria.
I started as a janitor working in our first clinic. I cleaned toilets and at night while I went to high school. So I started at the bottom.
But you started on the clinic side then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I went to college while working there. One of the nurses.
And what college did you go?
Shasta College first. I got my RN license from Shasta College.
All right.
And I went off to did universities online for my graduate degrees. But ultimately it started as a janitor working night shift. In our Churn Creek campus, cleaning it at night every night.
And then?
Osmosis. I learned a lot.
Then, I went off to get my RN license, and I worked to Shasta Regional. It was Reading Medical Center back then at 2000, and I worked there for 13 years. And then the tribe recruited me in 2013 to come and expand their healthcare system, and that's what I've been doing.
Wow. Mm. And your direction was? Expand it.
The direction was from our executive team is to improve the access to care for Native American people.
Okay.
And that was it. And so them and our tribal council has been steadfast in supporting that. And sometimes when I come to them, they're like, are you kidding me? Really? You think we can do this? And I know what kind of team we have, and I know that there isn't anything that we can't accomplish. So they've been such a great support for us.
And I totally understand about supporting the Native community. But then you reached out.
We were actually approached by a partnership. They were having trouble getting their patients seen in a timely manner, or even getting seen at all. There's such a large population of partnerships. So we took it to tribal council. Tribal council said yes, and they didn't even hesitate. They said, can we do it? And we said, yes, we can make it work. And that's why we opened up our Churn Creek campus, and it has been doorbuster since doing
it
that.
It has. My gosh.
They just said that, listen, if the community is healthy, we live in this community, it's better for all of us. And that's been the direction from our tribal council.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. It's always good on a regular basis to get an update of what you're doing because it's, you know, you turn around, there's another building, and it has to do with healthcare, which is so important. You know, with everything that's going on, the main thing is keeping our community healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else goes from there, I think. Tomorrow, Sheriff's Department's going to join us, and we're going to be talking. And I think we've got a couple other guests that are going to be rolling in tomorrow. But, my friends, watch out for the weather.
We have a wind advisory, and of course, you know, be paying close attention. Right now, it looks like it's winter weather advisory. It's broken through, if you were. There's been a breakthrough, meaning right now at this moment, but we do have some big gusts of winds in the next 3 days.
And we're looking at temperatures starting tonight in the 20s. So if you got animals, you might want to. If you got horses, you might want to cover them up. Or blanket them, or
bring the goats
be aware.
Inside.
Yeah. Bring the goats inside.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
It's bad enough with the dog inside.
Poor Buford.
So, but be aware. Oh, yeah, he's suffering.
Yeah.
Be aware that this is going to be tough. Take a look at the road conditions. It's going to be snowing. It's going to be wind blowing. It's going to be raining. Make sure you've got everything you need to be able to get north, because they're going to be looking, I'm sure, pretty soon in Fondale, see if you've even got chains as this day progresses. So be careful out there, my friends, and join us tomorrow. And God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.